If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Hey, Grow Squad, how are you doing? No, that's not a rhetorical question. How are you doing? Hope that you're doing well. Hope that your week thus far is going well. And I hope that life has been treating you, just with grace. As I mentioned last week, grace is what many of us need right now. And I hope you're getting just that. Excuse me, through family, through friends. Yeah, I know sometimes that thing comes out of nowhere. Excuse me. But through family, friends, and whatever it is that you're engaged in, I hope that you're giving yourself grace first and foremost, and that you're experiencing grace through others as well. Listen up. Don't forget, as I may mention, and we'll continue to mention as we're in the summer months, our young people need some positive, powerful literature, and that my new book, as you know, is full of nuggets about self-awareness, nuggets about resilience, and nuggets about how to face the giant in front of you. Sometimes, you know, we have bullies in different forms, right, that we need to face. This book gives tools to individuals, especially our young readers, as to how they can best navigate that and become everything that they were born to be. Let's pray and let's move. God, we are grateful for today. We're grateful for your love. We ask now that you would join us. Give us ears to hear and a mind to understand as we navigate this topic today. In your name, amen. The power of saying no. Yeah. I came across this stat and it blew my mind. And it said 85% of people struggle with that two-letter word. They struggle to say no, leading to overwhelming stress and burnout. Are you one of those people? I mean, there's something that you don't want to do, something that you don't want to engage in, but because the person that you asked or that asked you, you like them, right? You appreciate them. You can't say no to them? Let me tell you the truth. I've struggled with that for the better part of my life. In certain situations. Now, those that are listening that have been a part of my journey in some context, right, of leadership, I don't have a problem in some cases saying no, especially if it's going to bring harm, if it's going to, if it doesn't align with the mission or the vision that we have for our organization or school or church or whatever it is. If it doesn't align, then I have to say no, right? There's nothing worse than putting together something that helps you to help others reach or better understand the vision and the mission of your organization. And then you allow someone to come in that goes totally against the grain. And you got to start all, most times you got to start all the way over. No. In some cases, I had no problem saying no. Right? But other cases, yes. I have no problem saying no. And to harness the power of no, number one, you've got to first know your values. Yeah. If it goes against the grain of your values, your value system, your morals, you should have no problem saying no. It's funny or interesting because, you know, sometimes you look at people and you may think you know them, or you may think you know their value system. You may think you know them better than you actually know them, and you've only seen them maybe on television or YouTube or whatever the case might be. There is a powerhouse duo, Gilly and Wallow, right? These brothers are from Philadelphia. You know, if you listen to their content, if your ears are sensitive, it's kind of difficult to hear some of the things that they say with the words that they choose. But their message is strong, right? They want to empower, especially Black people in Black communities, people who don't think that they can get ahead or do certain things. Their mission is to empower them. And they went to a grocery store the other day with a comedian, and they were just doing like a little vlog thing, and they were about to get some food. Now, here's the backstory. I mean, Gilly, I mean, so they promote all kinds of things on their show, right? And so it's not like they promote any kind of religious or that I'm aware of. And so they got to this counter, and they were about to order some food, and the guy they were with was trying to get them to try some pepperoni. He said, I don't eat no pork. And the guy was almost taken aback, like, huh? Right? Almost like, we just got high. Not long ago, you don't eat pork. Right? The two didn't mix in his mind, right? But the guy said, I've never eaten pork. And so I'm not going to stop now. I'm not going to eat pork for you, right? Even if I do other stuff, I'm not doing that. That's a value, a core value of mine that I am going to stand on no matter who, what, when, where, how you say it. So you got to know your values. So for him, saying no in that instance was a no-brainer. So let's go back to the drawing board. And I need you to, I'm inviting you, I should say, to really take inventory of where you stand. Because there are people who can't say no. There's a well-known speaker, keynote speaker, who talked about how when he first started his career, he said yes to every engagement because he was simply doing this. And I tell people this sometimes myself, that, and I got it from him. He said that I was running from being broke. Right. So if you ask me to talk about the moon, even though I don't know anything about the moon, I'll go do a quick little Google search. So he says, and I'll do a keynote on the moon. He said, man, you know, I couldn't say no to stuff because I was running from being broke. But as I look back, I should have said no to at least 50% of those invitations. Because it didn't speak to my value system. It didn't speak to my strength, and it didn't speak to my expertise. So some of us can't say no for that same reason, and others of us are unable to or find it difficult to say no because we like being liked. See, what happens sometimes when you finally harness the power of no, you begin to separate the winners from just the regular pack. When you start using the word no in certain situations, you separate those who are above average from those who are just average. When you start saying no, you find out what people really hang around you for. Yeah, if we're going to keep it a buck, right? If we're going to keep it 1,000, if we're going to keep it real. When you learn how to say no, you realize and recognize if people are only hanging around you for, you know, how many athletes, professional that is, have we seen who have entourages? They have a gang of people around them all the time when they're actively playing. Like when they're in the league, they you know, the fans love them. The people love them. Their friends from their old neighborhood enjoy hanging around them. But as soon as the well runs dry, as soon as that bank account starts going the wrong direction, you figure out why people, oh, okay. This is why that person hung around me. Listen, when we discover our values, in our quest to harness the power of no, it then will make it easier for us to do this. And that is to practice assertive communication. When we understand the power of not feeling guilty when I communicate something, when I understand that it's easier for me not to dance around the no and just get straight to it. Because sometimes, you've been there before, where you've danced around a no, and the person who is waiting on the yes thought that you were going to dance yourself into a yes. So they're sitting there, they're standing there thinking, they're on the phone thinking that, hey, okay, if I can hold their attention.
With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Whether you're looking to buy your dream home or rent a sweet apartment, give Redfin your gotta-have-it wish list of property features, and you'll receive real-time notifications tailored just for you. Ready to see it up close and personal? Scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Don't wait to find your perfect match. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Long enough and just nod my head and act as if I've heard what they're said, and you know, you're going off because that person that's coming to you again for something that they said they wasn't going to come to you again for, and they need you, they need something that you can give. You save yourself a lot of energy when your no's are filled with grace and confidence. When people understand that, I don't play games, so you can't even come at me or to me with that. Why? Because you already know where I stand. You see, when people say no, especially if you're in any kind of relationship, think about it this way. I'm talking about relationship. It could be romantic. It could be familiar, whatever kind of relationship that you're in. When you communicate up front, when people understand where you stand up front, right? My sister got a job recently. Oh, it's been a while now. I guess over a year. A promotion, I should say. And as we're talking about leading up to the promotion, we both agreed about this. We stood together on this. She has a religious view and stance that requires her to be off work, right? on one day at least a week, right? And so we said to ourselves, it is unfair to the other person for me to get what I want, that is the job and the promotion, and then later on bring it up to somebody and say, or bring it up to the company, be like, oh, I forgot to tell you that here's where I stand. That's unfair. Now, of course, now let's go down this road for a minute. Because there are some people who develop certain beliefs as you grow in life. And so a no that you have in your vocabulary now about something, maybe it was yes before you matured. That's different. You follow what I'm saying? If in fact you used to club. Right. And every time somebody came to you about clubbing, going to the club, doing what you do, you know, you said yes. And then all of a sudden you're like, you know what? For me, it's not what I do anymore. For me, I'm mature now. For me, it's for a younger crowd. For me, it's too dangerous. Whatever your newfound revelation is about it, you have the prerogative to walk in that newfound no. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, in this instance, going into a situation, a relationship, work or otherwise, and you already have this no in your suitcase. But you want what you want. You want to close the deal first before you reveal to them that if ever this comes up, I know you just gave me this job, this promotion, but if this comes up, I'm going to have to say no. That's unfair. So if we're open and honest up front, if we're open and honest out the gate, if we're open and honest from day one. People can then, people have no, or they can, they still do, but by and large, most people will understand if you stand firm on a no that they already know about. Oh, I thought I'd just try you again. No, I already told you no. They're not going to walk away mad. They just were seeing what the temperature in the room was or is, right? So harnessing the power of no, according to this stat from the American, I think it's Psychological or Psychology Association. No leads to less burnout. No, right? Leads to lower stress levels. Because once again, I know you're a nice person. I know you are. And you want to say yes to everything and everybody. But one of the things that's important that you've got to know, right, is that people will take those yeses without blinking an eye and thinking about your health as long as you're giving them out. If you're giving out no's or yeses, I should say, or no's, yeses, yeah. If you're giving out yeses free of charge, if you're giving out yeses every day, all day, and you never give out a no, sometimes people will take advantage of you. I tell people in school buildings, whether it be educators, administrators, or otherwise, I say, listen, you can't go. Although you have the skills, you're very likable. You can't go to every function. You got to learn how to say no to some stuff to preserve your health. Say no to preserve your mental health. You got to say no sometimes. And realize and recognize that there is a such thing as a kind no. There's a such thing as a grace-filled no. There is a such thing as a nice no. Because let's be honest. The only person that's going to look out for you. I know other people mean well. I know other people say that they will. But the only person that's really and truly going to look out for you. So today I just simply, I'm not going to keep you all day. I just simply wanted to reiterate for all my yes folk that every now and again, a part of your self-care routine should be no. Can you come in at this time and you already can't? No. Can you do this? You've already done? No. Every now and again, you should take the liberty to say no, oh, don't miss this, with no explanation. Sometimes you can just say no just because you don't want to do it. I ain't got to have no soccer practice for my kid. It ain't because I'm sick. I don't have to be, I got to do it. No, I'm just, I don't want to do it. How about that? It sounds harsh, but you got to love on you. And sometimes that love that you give to yourself looks like a kind, firm no. Oh, your leg hurting? No, I just don't want to do that. You're tired? No, I'm actually full of life. I just don't want to do that. So be free today, right? I know somebody in your life is struggling with saying no. Send them this episode. I promise you, somebody is going to be set free either today or on the replay, right? By understanding that it is okay for you to learn how to say no. I know 85%, so says the studies of people, don't know how to say no. But I want you to learn, take baby steps, but learn, take little steps, but learn how to say no in order to to protect you. Listen up. That's my message for you today. I hope that through the power of saying no, you learn how to go, grow, and glow. I hope through the power of saying no, you take back your power. You take back your identity. And you take back some of your health. I'll be back here next week, same place, same time. I hope that you can go to my website, EugeneJHamilton.org, and order this, my book for summer reading for your kids, your grandkids, kids in the neighborhood. Listen, I had a nonprofit reach out to me not long ago. They want to order a bulk order. Email me at Eugene@EugeneHamilton.org if you want information on bulk orders. We have special prices for those. Are running summer camps. People are running summer camps, day camps, and kids all over the country are looking for something positive to read, to take them through the summer, to learn something new, to reiterate something they've already learned, and to help them soar even higher. Y'all be great. Enjoy the rest of your day and enjoy the rest of your week. That's my time. Peace.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.